And they said that 12% of textile waste happens during this design and production phase. That doesn't seem like that much when you're looking globally. Like 12% is something like 6.3 million tons that mills send to brands. Brands look through hundreds of thousands of these to choose what fabrics they're gonna use for a season. Then after they choose, they really just toss these. And prior to fab scrap, that was all going to landfill. So for us, we save things for reuse if they're 1 yard or more. Things that are smaller than a yard and don't contain spandex will be like destined for our shredder.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I am your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands that are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we talk with Jessica Schreiber, CEO and founder of FabScrap, recycling and reusing textile waste. She joins us from Brooklyn, New York. Welcome, Jessica.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We have these statistics which tells us that 2.1 tons of greenhouse gas emissions are caused by the fashion industry. This includes various components, right from when the seeds are sown or the fabric is manufactured to when it reaches us and when we dispose. So that's the whole from the start to the end. What percent of the textiles, new and used, end up in the landfill?
It's hard to say. I think based on where we're working now at FabScrap, we're working with pre-consumer textile waste. So that's fabric that is left over in the design process, excess to the design process, or unused in the design process. In that regard, it depends if it's proprietary or non-proprietary, how much goes to landfill. I think the most accurate number that I've found comes from a study by the Ellen MacArthur Foundation, and they said that 12% of textile waste happens during this design and production phase. That doesn't seem like that much when you're looking globally. Like 12% is something like 6.3 million tons, which really, really adds up when that's happening every year.
What are the different parts in the pre-production textile waste? You know, it could be sampling, it could be just not planning properly, you know, just repeat, redo repeats. So many other things along that pre-production part can contribute. What are some of them?
We see most is fabric swatches. So when mills are coming out with their new fabrics every season, every couple months, they send these swatch cards that are basically like a cardboard or piece of paper with a 6x6 swatch of fabric, either taped or stapled or glued to it, with all of the information about the cost of the fabric, what it's made of, the colorways it comes in. By far, it's actually like 75% of what we pick up are fabric swatches that mills send to brands. Brands look through hundreds of thousands of these to choose what fabrics they're going to use for a season. Then after they choose, they really just toss these. And prior to fab scrap, that was all going to landfill. In addition to swatches, we'll get sample yardage, which is like 1 or 2 yard cuts where they're just wanting to see the full like pattern repeat before they select the fabric, understand the weight, the drape, etc. from sample swatch, order sample yardage. Sometimes mills have minimums, so they'll only let you order the fabric if you order 50 rolls, and not every brand can use or needs 50 rolls, so there's always excess in that process too. And then I think sometimes the last piece is actual sample garments will go back and forth between design and production multiple times so that they can correct things, make notes, and then once everything is sort of finalized, that sample or mock-up garment will get tossed. And that's kind of the universe of what we're hoping to address and divert from landfill.
There are different types of fabrics based on the raw materials or the weave, or is there one fabric in particular which is hard to decompose, I can imagine that cotton fabric will probably, our lifetime, biodegrade. But if it's something which has more elastic polyester, it'll take a longer time.
Right. And we're trying not to send any material to landfill where it has to biodegrade. Like our goal is to recycle or reuse as much as possible. I would say probably the most difficult thing for us to process is fabrics with spandex content. spandex being a rubber additive to the fabric or to the fiber that allows it to stretch. And that includes spandex, lycra, elastic, elastane, really like any stretch additive makes it really hard for us to